Hello and welcome to episode 21 of the Drive the Green podcast. I'm your host, Matty B, joined by Bronell this week. Harv, yet again away. Man, this guy's just mailing it in week after week.
Did we find someone else at this point? Or?
Yeah, I mean, if he keeps... Well, he didn't win picks this week, did he?
No, he didn't.
Nope, yep, so I might as well just get rid of him. Bronell and myself just fired off a quick 36 holes in preparation for this pod this week. We got a big week this week. British Open preview, or the Open, I should say. But we're heading into it. Before we get into that, though, we just wanted to thank our sponsor, Player Golf. Use the promo code DriveTheGreen at Player Golf, PLYRGolf.com. 15% off your order. John Deere Classic, we'll rip through the recap of that. We'll get into this week's news. Do our little tip. Mike's got a tip for us. He saw our Instagram story there about slow play, and he's got a tip for people to help speed up the rounds. And then we'll get into our picks. I'm sure we'll have a few cuts, like always. And
the pick review ain't pretty this week.
Yeah, pick review ain't great. Speaking of reviews, though, we did a lovely course review on the Hillcrest Golf Club
today.
We'll be posting that shortly. But let's get into John Deere Classic. The Michael Kim show. Yeah. Kid put on a show.
Minus 27.
What was his birthday on Saturday? I think it was on Saturday or something. Waited till Sunday to get his gift, I thought I read.
Oh.
Stealing that from someone. I
watched that tournament. Didn't even know it was the winner's birthday.
Wow.
I did watch a little bit.
He roasted those guys.
He won by 8.
Yeah. He roasted the leaderboard filled with
guys,
golfers.
Who are these guys?
Frankie
Molinari was T2, but
yeah, Frank Molinari and then Zach Johnson at T16, just a smattering of golfers.
Yeah,
that's it. Yeah. Wasn't much there, but it was yet another golf tournament. But again, goes back to the crazy low scores, just tearing our course apart.
Imagine finishing 19 under and losing by 8.
Yeah, that's a demoralizing feeling for sure.
Yes, but to be 19 under in 4 rounds is pretty phenomenal on a PGA course.
And just imagine the feeling of being 8 shots up. Like he was playing to the crowd and
putting the hand up to the ear.
Yeah. Yeah.
Can I hear you? Yeah.
Just a ridiculous time for a 25-year-old kid,
yep.
Just roasting professionals.
Good for him, though. First career win. His last 4 tournaments, miscut, 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 win.
Yeah, just put it together.
Minus 27.
Minus 27. I can't make a cut, but then all of a sudden I can win a tournament by 8 shots.
That's golf, though.
That's literally every listener and every casual golfer. I can all of a sudden shoot. It's myself.
Yeah.
Shoot 88 and then shoot 76.
Yeah. 78 tonight?
Yeah, 78 tonight. Yeah, triple. Quick round-killing triple.
I think I might have had you by 1. I can't quite remember.
Yep, I think you did.
A couple hours ago now.
Steady Eddie Bronell. just waiting for that classic Marty B triple.
Just greasing bars.
Yeah, guy greases.
Yep.
Guy lags.
Not quite as much as hard, but...
Yeah.
I just wanted to mention about the Molinari thing. Last week on the pod, Harv said Molinari is going to withdraw. Was going to bet on it.
Yep.
Finish T2.
T2, yeah. we should get rid of that guy.
Oh, man.
He's not even here to defend himself, makes terrible predictions. I'm sure his rebuttal would be that he's got the most weekly wins.
Yeah.
But whatever. I mean, just get rid of the guy. Now, he did get something right, though, that there were 11 guys that withdrew.
Yes.
Just, you know, threw up some shitty rounds. Let's get on a plane and get out of here.
That's got to be the record for most withdrawals in the tournament, eh?
Oh, I would think it's got to be up there.
Bryson withdrew. Friend of the pod, Rory Saab, withdrew.
Yeah, Bryson, my pick, withdrew.
Matt Avery withdrew again. I don't think there's any other notable names, but... Yeah, your pick, Bryson. But he's got to get right.
It was disappointing. Yeah, that's the thing, is a lot of guys, that's what they do. They know they have a long week ahead, so they get out of there. If they're not playing well, just what's the point? Let's go over and get a few practice rounds in. Half those guys have been over there for a week getting getting acclimatized and getting their body schedule on.
Playing that style, yeah.
Yeah, I mean, those rounds are in the middle, well, early morning here. So it's like 3 a.m. or whatever.
But you gotta love how some of the, like, the no-names, like Bronson Burgoon, Sam Ryder, Joel Dahman, like, they're playing to get into the Open.
Like, exactly, yeah.
That's the thing.
And then you look at, we'll get into, briefly, into the Barbasol Championship, this week's tour event. Not a lot of that's names in there, but hey, that's a chance for these Canucks that we talk about. You know, Silvermans, Hughes, Connors, our Canadian boys.
Yep.
Chance for them to get a win, right?
David Hearn. He was top five for a long time.
Yep.
Dropped a bit on Sunday.
Yep.
Him and Hughes both finished tied for 16th.
Yeah, that's something.
Taylor, Connors, Silverman. So.
Something to chat about. That guy trying to, since they got rid of the call-in violations on the PGA Tour, that guy on Twitter trying to call out Hearn for anchoring his putter and Hearn clapping back. I love it.
Yeah.
Love when guys interact. Like, that's what I like about Twitter and social media. It allows players to retaliate, so to speak. Some guys obviously tune it all out because they're bigger than that, but I like the guys that are willing to, you know, call people out on their shit, right?
Active on social media, for sure. How about Ben Silverman being a little active on social media?
Yeah, Ben, we saw you on there. Ben with the quick 20 to 30 minute follow on IG of the Drive the Green Golf Boys. Not that we noticed, but we noticed he's no longer following us. But hey, I'm sure that's a pretty normal thing for us.
Canadians were great. I just want to mention also Harold Varner III. Back-to-back top five.
Yeah.
Guy's rolling.
Guy is rolling.
Have you seen him putt?
No, I have not.
It's the ultimate all shoulders. Like the guy's
no
just...
elbow bend.
Nothing. His arms don't move at all. It's a pure pendulum putter. It's all.
Something that you'd think Bryson would do.
Yeah. The old stiff arm.
Yeah, Bryson must be a little bit rattled that someone else is stealing his... Or what was that... Bryson had some stupid engineering style reply or physicist reply to someone talking about what are you trying to do?
Long words.
Yeah, someone trying to sound smart. Way too smart for anything I could comprehend. But yeah, but the Canadians did do pretty well this week. It was an impressive showing. A lot of them in the Barbasol field this week. So hopefully they can pull something out. But heading into the weekly news segment of the pod, a few great stories elsewhere off the PGA Tour. Tony Romo with the Celebrity Challenge win.
I'd argue that tournament was more fun to watch than the John Deere Classic.
Yeah.
Lots of nice names out there.
I wonder how many people laid money. Charles Barkley had the worst odds to win that tournament, and he finished dead last.
Yeah, it's the modified Stableford system, I think. He was minus 93 points.
Minus 93.
Yeah.
And it's pretty hard to be negative. Yeah. Pretty hard to be negative in that system.
Well, you hit zero for a bogey.
Yeah.
One for a par. So, didn't have many pars.
No. Lot of doubles.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Triples.
Yeah. And then Romo wins. He beat out who? Mark Mulder?
And he came from behind and beat Mark Mulder, the three-time defending champ. And then Joe Pavelski.
Wow.
The little guy from the Sound of the Show.
Little Joe.
Yeah, Little Joe.
Yeah.
He had the day one lead, but Tony came back and won. First time he's ever done that in his career.
I come back win.
Golf.
I come back win.
Yeah. How about your boy?
His back's loving him.
Yeah, how about your boy Steph Curry jumping into Lake Tahoe?
Yeah, Steph's the man. I love him.
Lost that bet with his dad, Dell, and just topped right in.
Hey, he's my ultimate foursome.
I didn't see if he did a little dance before, but I'm assuming he did.
Yeah, he's a player. I like him.
I don't.
Some other notable tournaments going on. Was Vijay Singh won senior U.S. Open?
His first major senior players championship.
Oh, right, senior players championship, yeah.
I guess that's a major for them, but it's his first major on the senior tour.
Good for Vij.
Guy practices 18 hours a day, so I'm... Not surprised, really.
Yet another guy just waiting until he turns 50 to start winning more tournaments again. Hey, dream's still there.
No, I bet there's no one in the world that plays more golf than him, still.
Yeah,
at his age.
He loves it.
Yeah.
All the driver range balls.
Speaking of old, old people's tournaments. Laura Davies wins the
we'll
first
see
ever
Hags.
Senior LPGA US Open.
First ever, the inaugural.
Yep. I guess it's not the LPGA.
No. Senior ladies.
Senior.
Yeah.
Yeah, I don't know.
She's John Daly in female form. They're doppelgangers for sure.
Yeah. But on the actual LPGA tour, our girl Brooke couldn't quite pull her out Sunday. I was
yeah.
watching that actually over the John Deere concert.
Yeah. Gave it a little peep.
She had a 2-stroke lead late, and just made back to back bogeys, and then couldn't birdie the last 2 holes are par 5s.
Yeah.
She couldn't birdie either of them.
Yeah.
To get into a playoff.
Yeah, I noticed just from golf as a whole, John Deere Classic wasn't getting a whole lot of love. Scottish Open was on.
NBC,
yeah. NBC yeah. was carrying Scottish Open, which was good to watch.
Yeah.
Those guys striping those drives.
Like 400 plus.
Yeah. It's going to be interesting when we get into the British Open.
That Brendan Stone, never heard of him, shot 60 to win the Scottish Open.
Like, what a come from behind win.
Yep.
Yep. Some interesting headlines around the world.
Like Ricky and Sneds and some of those other guys were hitting at like 430, 450.
Yeah, like Ricky, there was that one par 4.
Yeah.
He hit it 450 and then putted it all to like 2 feet. Just your casual.
It's like a 480 par 5 and he went driver putter.
Yeah. Unbelievable.
Yeah.
Which bodes well for
the
roasted
hit the
course coming up this week.
Almost,
yeah, he did hit the hole.
Eagle,
yeah, almost eagle too.
Yeah.
Yeah. You want to talk about the Patrick Reed race?
No.
Are you saving it?
I don't like talking about that guy, but he did lose a race to his caddy while his caddy was carrying his bag.
Yeah.
That was
pretty
funny. Check it out on Instagram or Twitter or whatever.
Yeah.
If
yeah.
you don't like
so,
Patrick Reed, it's funny to watch.
Yeah. Guy's on a
Which
dead sprint.
Nobody does. So.
Dead sprint, racing. His caddy's his brother-in-law.
Yeah.
With the bag on him.
Yeah.
And they're both sprinting, and he loses in a race.
And just
guys no. carrying an extra. Well, I guess technically they're both carrying an extra 50 pounds. but that guy was in bag form.
Yeah.
I guess Patty's got a milk bag, but bag form nonetheless. A
couple,
bag
forms,
couple
yeah.
bags.
Yep. Speaking of that LPGA event, that Brittany Lindsay comes playing on the Barbasol this week.
Yeah. Made her way.
Sponsors
female
exemption.
Sponsors exemption into the PGA event.
Since we in 2000 something, 8.
Yeah, 2004. I don't know.
Is we that old?
Shall we?
Yeah.
Yeah, she's a great follow on social media.
I have her on Instagram.
She's aged quite
yeah.
well.
She still looks good though.
No, like quite well. Like
oh, she's aged
yeah,
quite
yeah,
well.
Yes, yes, yes.
Yeah, yeah.
Like a fine Mike Weir wine. She's aged quite well.
Like a fine Mike Weir Masters jacket.
Yeah.
That thing's
although
still
that thing's not aged
green.
Well. I don't know. I bet she's got a slight fade.
He's,
like if you put Patty Reed's, like
oh,
once
yeah.
you look past all the mustard stains and stuff on it, I bet you they're, his is like a darker, newer shade of green. Because
yeah.
Mike's has been out in the sun a bunch of times. Probably got some,
yeah, Mike's
some grape juice
right.
on it.
Mike's might look like Carducci's fairways right now.
Yeah, a little brown.
Yeah.
But hey, maybe they get an unlimited supply of new ones.
That's
so he's
true.
He's got jackets all over the place.
Every time they go back to play the tournament, they get another one.
Yeah, or just like
okay.
if this
yeah,
one's you
yeah.
rip one or something, they'll give you
yeah.
fresh threads.
They might be like, I'm like, come on, man. You gotta stop wearing
yeah.
that jacket every day.
Yeah. This is meant for
this
like put it in a shadow box or something, but. Just need to preserve this a little bit, but yeah. So she's in the PGA event this
yeah,
week.
See, she, I don't think any woman's ever made the cut. Michelle Wee was close. She was one off one time.
Oh really?
Yeah.
So hopefully, I would like to see her do well, and then we can see where it goes from here. But
yeah,
she's playing from the tips, so we'll see what kind of length she's got. But
yeah.
should be interesting. So
he
I'm sure
tips, how
she can hold her.
What's Mikey up to this week?
Oh, so funny you mentioned this week's pro tip coming straight from Mike Majette. He saw on social media you had posted, well, us here at Drive the Green despise having to wait on any hole. We're ready golfers.
We
always like to play.
We played 36 in 4.5 hours tonight. So.
Yeah, yeah. So we like to play quick.
We get a few holes in.
We like to play quick. And so anyway... You had posted there last week about sitting in the cart and weren't happy with this 4.5-5 hour round. So Mike said that he'd like to give us some tips or give the listeners some tips on how to play a little bit quicker and speed up the pace of play, which is a great tip for a lot of the people that play at our course because they could use it. But
everywhere.
Anyway, he said, if ever you're losing a ball or you don't happen to know where it is, drop the guy off at his ball, let him look while the rest of the group goes and hits their balls and then come back.
Yeah.
And if everyone helps the guy search for maybe a minute or two and then too bad, so sad, drop a ball, one shot penalty, hit.
Yeah.
If he hasn't hit a provisional. Now, we don't play with provisionals. We're not that type. Not quite there yet.
Nah.
But anyway, it's a great idea because even we do the same thing. We'll all go look for the guy's ball, can't find it. He drops anyway. Then we all have to go hit our balls.
Yeah.
Everyone does it. It slows the game completely down.
Oh, but there's worse. There's guys that go to their ball and stand there and fucking wait until buddies either found his ball or has to drop because he's behind them.
Right. Yeah. Oh, yeah. And then they just
want to play in order. So he's standing there waiting on top and hasn't hit his ball. And then he finally hits after the guy drops and hits, you know, that just.
Or everyone will go and find their balls and then come back and help the guy look for his, but not hit theirs.
Yeah.
They just drive up. Oh, yeah. Mine's right here. Oh, you need help? I'll come all the way back and help you. Just annoying.
Just hit.
Yeah. And right people off. Spraying it over here and behind trees. I got no time for that.
No. Well, you're usually up at the green before.
Yeah, I do tend to do that, yeah. And I'm not an honors guy. I'm a ready golfer.
Yeah.
Pretty much tee off first every time.
Yep.
But hey.
Nothing wrong with it.
Hey, I'm okay with it. If I'm willing to do it, someone's got to do it.
Yep.
So, anyway.
Great tip.
Thanks to Mike for helping the listeners speed up pace of play. But hopefully some people listen.
Yeah.
If or otherwise we're driving it up your ass. Anyway, this pick week, review? The Open. No, we'll go to the Open.
Okay.
You want to do pick review?
No, let's do
it. Nah, let's do the Open. We'll get in pick review and
pick picks. Pick review, then picks, yeah.
You're just antsy, hey?
A little bit.
Another one. Yeah, so Carnoustie.
Carnasty.
Brown. Yeah. Early signs, it's brown, it's hard, it's fast.
Yeah.
Just Tiger like the Woods. US Open. Tiger Woods hitting stingers. It's funny you mentioned the US Open before we get to Tiger. It'll be very interesting to see because... the U.S. Open with their whole greens are too fast, yada, 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 changing the course. That's one thing I don't think we're going to see this weekend. Course is shitty. Course is hard. Too bad.
Yep.
The Open is not meant for changes last minute because guys are bitching.
No.
It's going to play hard or it's going to play easy, and they don't care. It'll play what it plays.
For that tune, the last two times it's been played here, 1999, Paul Lowry won at 6 over par. And in 2007, Patty Harrington won it -7. 13 shots difference.
Yep. Never know what you're going to get.
Going to be this week.
Yeah, exactly. And based on the Scottish Open, it appears to be dry.
Well, balls are going forever.
Balls are going forever. Tiger sets up well. Stingers all day. Low stingers.
He's trying to that driving iron.
Yeah, it's going to be interesting. DJ's probably going to be bombing them all over the place.
Yeah.
Guys are going to be rolling balls.
He's going to be going over greens probably. Yeah. Some of the par fours.
Yeah, it's gonna be interesting to control your distance.
So is a driving iron a one iron?
I think so.
Okay. Why don't you just call it a one iron? It's a driving iron. I don't know.
Yeah, I don't know.
Really. Yeah.
What are you doing? It's like a negative one?
I don't know.
It doesn't make a whole lot of sense.
I don't like it.
But yeah, so he's testing that out. We'll see how that goes. If he's actually gonna put it in his bag or not.
Yeah.
I think he sets up real well. If he can putt.
Yeah, I'm surprised he didn't make the power ranks for PGA Tour.
Yeah, but
site there. But
like we said last week, PGA Tour.
They had Phil on there.
It's gonna be really interesting. It's another major, so everyone's gonna be glued. Mm-hmm. All the big names are there, as evidenced by the field at the Barbasol this week.
I mean, yeah, that's pretty bad. But the time change affects us a little bit.
Yeah.
Here, but like what time?
Well, I think normally, like, the final round leaders on Sunday, our time will be, like, right around lunchtime. I'm sure. No, I'm just... No. Yeah, I think
earlier
so.
Earlier than that.
I don't know. Whatever. Early.
7 in the morning.
Semantics.
Yeah. You're going to have to get up early, bud.
Yep. Okay. Well, I'll set my alarm.
The groups are super spread out, eh?
It's a weird smattering.
Four groups like they do at the U.S. or the players.
Again.
It's kind of like the Masters. Masters, they don't load up either.
No, they just, it's almost like a draw.
Yeah.
I mean, they won't make the top guys in the world tee off at 6:30 like some of the guys are teeing off. But,
right.
But a lot of them are mixed up, like Jason Days with Hao Tung Lee and another Japanese guy. They're just,
yeah.
Just random smatterings.
Tigers with Matsuyama and someone.
Hey, yeah, cream will rise to the top.
Nice.
Holy cow.
Charles Howell the third.
Carl Fowl. Oh boy. May have had a few brewskis while on the course today.
It's
but
like 36 holes. You've got to have a couple.
Yep. But, yeah, the groups are completely spread out. But what I was trying to say is cream will rise to the top. Come the weekend, all the good guys will be on the back end probably. And those are the ones that you'll get to see. You won't have to miss any in the middle of the night.
I just love majors and these big tournaments because all the best players are playing. Like,
it's fun to watch.
John Deere Classics, Travelers, you know, all these tournaments. Sometimes there's two or three big names, maybe five or ten. But here we got like 20 guys that are like newsworthy guys.
Well, it's the pros and cons of golf. Like the definite pros are you can go and watch the John Deere Classic like we did just now, and guys are hitting, you know, shooting minus 27. You can't, even if the top players in the world are there, they're probably not getting much lower than that. So
no.
If you play good golf, you play good golf. It's fun to watch. But at the same time, those guys are ranked in the top of the world because they're the best players, and you always want to see them play. So it's not to take away from the guys that are playing in the John Deere Classic this week, but they're quote unquote no names because they're not consistent like the other guys.
Exactly.
So
like that was Michael Kim's second career top 10. You just don't see his name up there.
Yeah. And so it's just
so he's not popular, right?
Yeah, exactly.
I mean, I like the guy. I love the guy. I'm doing the ear thing and
We're not gonna take anything away. When one of the Canucks wins this upcoming week at Barbasol, we're gonna give him all the credit in the world. He won a PGA Tour event.
Mac Hughes,
you think? I think Silverman. He's got good mojo going for him. He'd be right back listening to the pod. He's going to come on to the pod. I got a good feeling about this.
Maybe be a friend of the pod eventually.
Yeah. Friend of the pod. All the Canucks are friends of the pods.
only the one playing this week.
Hadwin, the lone Canuck in the field.
I kind of worried about him. I don't know.
You think so?
Well, he hasn't been playing that great.
Yeah, but he's steady Eddie. I could see him. Well, now if he's getting out of distance from these fairways. He tends to hit the ball well. He's a good ball striker.
That's
so
true.
So it could set up well for him. I think he makes the cut. I'm going to say top 35.
I was going to say
T43. I'm going to go T34.
Nice.
Yep. So if Adam's listening, you got something to strive for.
Yep. He can beat that, though.
Yep. Some other quick storylines to go through. Who knows what Jordan Spieth's going to do this week?
Missed the cut is my prediction, but
how about him just like be ghosting?
Yeah, but then he'll just win out of the blue.
Yeah, that's what I mean. What,
like,
which one's going to show up?
Rory's got to you won earlier this year.
I don't know.
He was stinking before that, wins it. Now he stinks again.
Yeah.
I just see him winning this week.
Just out of nowhere.
Yep.
Jason Day, if Jason Day gets the putter going, he's probably winning.
Yeah.
If he putts like he has been and can drive it well, there's lots of guys. Again, top players in the world. Anyone can win, and that's the best part about it.
JT, DJ, Ricky.
Yeah. Let's not forget Tommy Fleetwood, who owns the course record at Carnoustie.
63.
He's going to be on a lot of teams. A lot of picks this week.
Yeah, all the pools.
Yeah, all the pool picks.
What about Johnny Rahm?
I think it's the big rig. He's going to bomb. He's going to be bombing. Yeah.
He can control that temper. He's got a good chance, I think.
You think so?
Yeah.
Yeah. Well, we'll see when we get into the pick segment who we really, really like. I'm thinking Rahm's might be a Brunel pick this week.
Maybe.
But we'll see. Maybe not. Big rig, he's got a temper on him. And again, if it's a weird track, I'm curious to see these fairways roll out and if it ends up in the rough and it actually penalizes guys more than it helps them. Mm-hmm. But you never know.
I love when they go into the really long fescue or rough or whatever.
Yep.
And they just rip it, and the grass just goes flying everywhere.
Yes.
And then the ball and they hit it on the green every time.
Yeah, and it's wherever. It's all over the club. Yeah. It's all over them.
There's always a huge chunk just stuck on the club after.
Yeah, and then you or I, we go out and we try to hit a shot out of that, and all it does, the ball moves like 4 feet.
Yeah.
Yeah, don't even make contact with it.
They're trying to hit a 4-iron out of there.
Oh, yeah. Sorry, that must be it.
Yeah.
I stand corrected.
No. Yeah. We gotta take a 60 and go straight sideways. But pod puckers are always a nice thing to watch the Open, too.
Yeah, I'm excited. It's always fun.
I wouldn't mind seeing Fatso Reed get another bunker in Cancao like he did there at Scottish Open.
Yeah, it's...
Hitting 3 out of there?
I love seeing, whatever the non-friend of the pods are.
Enemy of the pod?
You know what? ETP, hey? Okay. ETPs, love seeing them struggle and lose foot races. That was just the highlight of my week.
I think the main enemy of the pod, Reed, I think he's got 3 top fives in a row at majors.
Yeah, he's playing well.
Because I think last PGA, he was top 5. And then Masters winning. US that he was just inside.
I was thinking about taking him. We'll see when we get to picks if I change my mind or not. Just as the emotional hedge. Yeah. So that way if he does well, I do well in picks. But also if he does poorly, he does poorly.
I guess the ultimate foursome for emotional hedge picks would be Reed,
Bubba,
Bryson, and Na.
Ooh, yep. I think if Harv was here, he'd agree with that.
That's a fail 4 right there. Yeah. That's gross.
That's, mostly driven by Harv. He definitely despises all 4 of those dudes. I think I'm a little bit soft on Bubba. Just a little bit. Like non-crying Bubba. But
I'm a little soft on Nah. I don't mind that guy, actually.
We'll post on social media that pic that showed up of Bubba circa 2005 or something that.
With the pink socks.
Oh, man. That guy's been a dweeb since 05 for sure.
Dem sideburns, dope. Holy.
The rock star sideburns. The ones that like come down and they connect with his like chest hair almost. 3/4 of the way down his side.
And they're the same width the whole way down.
Those were the days, hey? Anyway.
Straight down.
But anyway, it's going to be a good week. We're excited. It's always fun when the Open comes around, or any major for that matter.
Yep.
Get to be glued to the TV. I got nothing going on this weekend.
Oh, I'll be waking up early and watching.
Yep. So got to get those sleeps in, but
sucks that John Daly had to withdraw though.
Yeah, it would be nice to have him there for whatever, a round and a half probably. We'll see. I mean, he might get through
just 2. To see what pants he was wearing.
Yeah, I mean, it'd be nice to
brighten up the day a little bit.
If you could try to make it through.
Teague's got in. Keegan Bradley.
Yes, because John Daly. I haven't looked at the Barbasol to see if Frowney's in the field to miss the cut again, but.
Yeah, there'd be a good prop bet between him
and Brittany.
Yeah,
I think.
I'm taking Britt all day.
Yeah, I'm not sure I don't even know where I'm going with this. I just.
You're not sure stinks. How long, much longer he's going to have his tour cards.
Right? Yeah, so, I mean.
Because every week we say, he's done.
Yeah.
Maybe he's taking some time off.
Poor guy, for sure. Anyway, let's get into our picks.
I'll do the review real quick.
All right, real quick.
Last week was not good.
Not good.
But I won, so I'm okay with it. I had Zach Johnson, T16. He shot 64 on Sunday, basically to win it for me. Ryan Moore, 55. Trey Mullinax missed the cut. What a bad pick. 48 average took the week down.
Wow.
Because Matty B and Harv both had 56 averages. With 2 missed cuts each.
No. Sorry. Clarify for the people.
Sorry. Matty B had Bryson withdrew.
And had he not, he probably won that tournament.
Wow, he was
there. Like 25.
Kirk was T23. Nice pick. Scott Stallings missed the cut.
Now, when Bryson withdrew, I think he was like minus 9 or 10, was he not?
Was he really?
I think he was up there.
I think you're making
Don't quote me on that.
I think you're making it up.
So
funny thing with Harv, Friday he texted our group chat saying, Oh, I got the week one. Multiple times.
Mm-hmm.
Nope. Two missed cuts and Neiman 223 for 56 average. So. Hmm.
Yeah, sorry, just quick fact check. Bryson was 3 over when he withdrew.
No idea.
I have no idea.
So the weeks are 8 for Harv, me 6, and you 6.
Okay.
We got to take him down this week.
Yep.
Let's get into the picks.
Should we do mailed his first in his pick. Or? Yeah, let's do his. You roll through his real quick.
Well,
give the people a little bit of thought while I see if Frowny's in the field this week.
So we're going back to 2 studs, 1 mid, and 1 sleeper for the majors. Harv tries to take Tiger as one of his mid picks. What an idiot. So we basically put the kibosh on that. So,
well, actually, we didn't. His mid Tiger was considered a mid pick for him. He forced me to take him as number one. Not Harv, but essentially, I didn't want Harv to have him as a mid.
He's never a mid ever.
I don't think
in
so either.
Life doesn't matter.
Yeah. See.
I don't care if he has no back.
I'm sure many of the followers have figured this out yet, but Harv tries to sneak his way and backdoor his way into a lot of things. So. Luckily for us, we get the call here because he's not here.
Yeah.
So, sorry,
but he went with his usual guys,
JT and DJ.
DJ. 1 and 2 in the world.
Yeah.
I mean, if they're in the field, he's taking them. But then he went with Brant Snedeker and Thorborn Olsen.
Well, I think he was just extending an olive branch to us, Maybe if I take 2 not so great guys, we'll forget that he has 1 and 2 in the world, but. We won't.
Never.
But.
Never will.
Good for you, Harv. Wherever you are on whatever table you're sleeping under tonight, at whatever local pub, enjoy.
Yep.
And maybe we'll see him next week. I'm not sure. Never really know what he's doing. But.
Might have to send him some audition. We're going to do some auditions.
Yeah.
Here.
Yeah. So for anyone out there who wants to be a guest on the pod or, join us. We'd love to have that third person.
All right, you go next or me?
I'll go next.
All right.
So, yeah, as already mentioned, I was probably going to take Tiger anyway, but...
You love him.
Yeah. This pretty much forced me to. So I'm going to take Tiger. As I mentioned before, I think Jason Day gets the rest of his game rolling along with the putting. So I like Day. Then I'm taking old Tony Finau as my mid. Really, really good showing at the U.S. Open.
You took him there, didn't you?
Yeah, I did. Yeah, took him at the U.S. Open. Gonna take him again. I think he sets up well yet again. And then with my last pick, I'm taking Chris Wood.
Euro.
Yep, Englishman.
Yeah. I like that pick.
Yeah, I think, we were gonna talk about this in the Open preview, but one of the things is there's kind of this Euro myth.
Right.
About the Open Championship, and a lot of people, I mean, don't get me wrong, a lot of Europeans do well in the U.S. Open, but what is it, I think since 1995, there's only been 7 non-American winners in 22 Opens?
Yeah, that's crazy. I mean, 2 of them were double-ups, Hells won twice, and...
Padraig won twice. But yeah, of all this hype of Euros winning... Tons of Americans scattered. Well, 15 mm-hmm. of the 22.
Yeah.
So, but then again, you look at the runners up, and the runners up are almost to all of those Americans are Euros
or
South Africans or Aussies or whatever. Yeah, but non-Americans, I guess.
Or French.
But yeah. Jean so Manuel. That being said, I'm taking 2 Americans, an Aussie, and an Englishman.
Nice.
Yes.
I got 2 Americans actually. I'm going with Slick Dick Rick.
Nice. SDR back.
He's got to be hungry for a major.
He's going to get one. It's just a matter of when. It's not if.
It's just the tip here.
Just
for
the tip.
How many years.
Yep. I feel like that's not a saying in his vocabulary outside of the golf realm, but.
Nope. Apparently he loves Lynx golf. Well documented.
Well documented.
Just killing drives at the Scottish Open.
Yep.
Yeah, I like his game this week. I'm going with Tommy Fleetwood. Can't resist.
Yep.
Guy's got the course record. He was 2nd at the U.S. Open. Ball striker. The best in the world, maybe. Ball striking. Maybe Rose.
He's He's in fine form.
Great. He must have great shampoo. I don't know what kind he uses, but...
I actually don't like his hair.
I don't either, but it's soft.
Oh, it looks
soft. I've never felt it, but it's got to
be soft. Well, you can tell.
Yeah.
You can just tell.
For my mid, I'm going to Xander Schauffele.
Very nice.
I can't believe he was T2 at the Players and T6 at the U.S. Open.
Do you think he's this year's rookie? Well, what was he at the Masters, do you know? Did you do that
far back? He was a little further down, 40 to 50. But he was top 20 at the Open last year in his debut. So.
Good things.
My fourth pick, I'm going with Nicholas Kolsarts. I don't know why, I'm just taking him. Got a feeling.
Yeah,
that's it. The Belgian.
That's it.
I just found out today that he's Belgian. So.
With a last name like that, he's not American.
Nope.
So, you pretty much just a straight up guess on where he's from. If you actually had to guess, where did you think he was from?
I thought he was German.
Oh, flag's close.
Yeah.
Close flag.
Same colors, I think.
Yep. Just different order. Or horizontal and vertical.
I think you're right.
Yep. I think so.
Why did they do that?
I don't know.
Put a maple leaf in the middle or something.
Yeah.
It's easy.
Easy. And on that note.
That's it, eh?
That's it. Man, this is easy stuff without Harv.
Just, really easy.
Just friendly banter.
Yep.
But, so for anyone out there, if you're if you got a resume, dust it off. Send it to Drive the Green Golf. Yep. We'd love to hear from you. Who knows? Maybe Harv will be back next week. Hope so. But until then, it's time to hit the clubhouse.